You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, a fabulous football Wednesday. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but it feels like a fabulous day. And it always is. By the way, United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. It's always fabulous when we get to bring aboard our good friend, Gerard Cherry, who I guess we checked on this before we brought him on air, is having a better day than yesterday. A much better day, right?
Oh, a much better day. When you don't go outside, can't bad things happen to you. So outside of that, I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Moral of the story, stay indoors.
Stay indoors. Not good for commerce, but hey, sometimes that's all right. These guys stay indoors.
Well, listen, you can shop and you can get everything you want right off of shop.clevelandbrowns.com. You never have to go outside.
That is a dynamite drop in
there. How about that right there? Gerard, we were talking earlier with Ryan O'Halloran, who covers the Jags for the Florida Times Union, and he was talking about effort. And I know that that's been one of the big things you've been talking about the last couple of weeks. And he said that their run defense was the worst in the NFL before their bye. Coming out of the bye, they're giving up about 48 yards per game rushing to running backs. And one of the things that he said was different was effort. And they had a coach track what he called loafs in plays where players took plays off. And it was in the mid-20s before the bye and has been in the low teens, if not single digits, in the games after the bye. And I just wanted to try to understand from you, you know, how does that happen? These guys are professionals at the end of the day. How does that happen that people think they can just take plays off like that?
Because when you're surrounded by losing and when you're surrounded by insufficiencies and guys just not caring and it's just a bad product that you're putting out there, you look around and you say, well, if this guy's doing it, I can get away with it. And a lot of guys don't have the wherewithal to say, you know what, I'm a professional. Something matters to me. I'm not going to go out there and do it. And you're always – and that's the quintessential thing is this, Nathan. When you're playing football, your body wants an exit out of the situation in that it requires so much, it takes so much, and the easy way out is to loaf and not give your all and not do that sacrificial thing, which is lay your body on the line. And that's the hard part about the game in that it requires you to give your all if you're going to play of significance. And to hear that this team had that many loafs explains a lot about the record and why things took place. Now, being in the teens is still too high, and it's essentially, it should never even be one or two or three loafs on a football team, especially for professionals, because it goes back to, again, understanding what you're playing for, why you're playing, and going out there and make the sacrifices necessary. And with this Jacksonville team, they have gotten much better, but you will still see it on occasions, especially in this last game, where they'll still get gashed. Not necessarily because of loafs per se, but just because of what they have out there from a talent standpoint. But they are doing better. And when you're a bad team and you have the audacity to loaf, what is that really saying?
Seriously, and you know, you talk about these final five games, and listen, obviously they're not mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, but right now it would be a stretch to see the Browns ultimately in the playoffs when the season is over. How important is it, and what does it say about you as a player over these final five games based on the effort and the performance you give, and how important is that, do you think, to coaches, management on this team and other teams who may be looking at some of these players on the Browns?
Oh, it's of the utmost importance because it's very simple. Anyone can do it when you're having success. Anyone can do it when your name is in bright lights. Anyone can do it when they're telling you how great you are. But what happens when they tell you that you suck, that it doesn't mean anything, that you're out of the playoff picture? Can you step up and then play at a high level? Can you be a professional then? Because that's what you want. You want a guy who's going to show up no matter what the circumstances are. Be it high or low, he's going to give you a consistent product. And that's how you have sustainable success, when you can sustain and predict how a guy's going to perform. And if a guy's going to go out there and give you his all on a daily basis and on a weekly basis with the games being played, that's what you want on your football team. That's how you get an organization to turn things around. But when you have guys who pick and choose what days they want to show up, what days they want to play, or what plays they want to decide to loaf or go full speed on, you got a problem and you have an issue. So it comes down to that, Nathan, that, hey, you have to go out there and lay it on the line every play and give it your full effort. And you train for that. There's no excuse for that. The easy way, again, is to say, you know what, I don't want to do that. And ultimately, they're going to spot you out, and you're going to get identified, and you will be out of the league.
We're visiting with Gerard Cherry, making his regular visit here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Gerard, you probably heard these comments last night, but T.J. Ward was on Browns Preview with Michael Regei and myself, and we talked about the comments that he made, those comments that were critical, basically, of the offense, the sound of frustration that he had. he said a couple of things that were very impressive to me. One, that he stood by them, and two, that I think he basically saw them as reasons for other players on the team to kind of be inspired rather than angry.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because a couple people asked me, well, aren't you the team guy? You're all about promoting team over self. Yes, I am all about promoting team over self, but sometimes you need a hard dose of reality, and you need someone to speak the absolute truth to you who's playing at a level to which they can say it to and you can receive it. So I have no problem with TJ being critical. The only time I'll have a problem or a situation or issue is when you go individual and say, well, this guy did that and that guy did that. Keep it in general terms, and I can condone that, and I can say, okay. But at the same time, there are those issues and situations where it needs to be said, and someone needs to take it public, because what's being said privately does not register. And sometimes guys will pay more attention, just like the listening public will, to what's being heard on the radio, airwaves, and TV waves and everything else, as opposed to what's being said directly in front of your face by your teammate or your coach. It's an amazing phenomenon, guys, but sometimes guys only listen when they see it in print or hear it over the airwaves.
And listen, what he said was based in fact. Four turnovers that lost the two games against the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Gerard, what are you doing for Thanksgiving, brother?
Man, I am going to be hopefully cooking up a storm. Try not to be gluttonous in the whole situation, but at the same time, man, I am going to do some things. I'm looking forward to some banana pudding that I'm going to make.
Ooh,
some sweet potato casserole.
I might have to get you in studio on Friday. I'm a big fan of banana pudding.
Yeah, are you like a chef in this too?
I am. As soon as I get, I say about around 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight is when I plan on starting my whole preparations, boiling the potatoes and cutting up things and everything else, and just letting things.
He's a Renaissance man, Notorious.
A new side of Gerard that we have just learned. But you know, here's the thing: this is the same guy who does like serious push-ups in the studio, who does push-ups when we're in Brownstown at First Energy Stadium. He goes and does those push-ups, and then Ken Carman, who's a big guy. Kenny's a big guy. We love Ken Carman, and by the way, Ken Carman likes to talk about how robust a human being he is. Ken Carman looks at Gerard doing those push-ups, and he cracked me up. He says, when I see him doing that, I just want to have like a donut or something. And just,
as Ken says,
just reject it.
Just reject it in principle. But for a guy who does all that cooking, you know, yeah, you keep it real by, as you say, keep it in shape. So good luck with all of that tomorrow, and God bless you and your family. And then we look forward to reconvening with you on Friday, my friend.
Sounds good, guys. A Friday may be an issue for me because I'll actually be calling a game.
Oh, well, all right. Well,
excellent. We'll reconvene with you on Monday. Yeah, that's right.
Well, maybe text I'll just us. Call in and be like, hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, call in. Just give us a hey, what's up. We need to hear from you.
Sounds like a
plan. In some form or fashion.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, brother.
He is Gerard Cherry. Julian Gerard, that's coming up after this show. Bruce Hooley, Gerard Cherry, and happy Thanksgiving to Bruce, too. Another partner here at ESPN 850 WKNR. Want to thank Billy Wynn and Jameer Howerton for their contributions to this show. Certainly Scott Petrak and Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union for being here. Want to thank our outstanding producer today, Matt Fontana, sitting in for Dave DiNatale, and he'll be with us through the rest of the week. Thank you, Matt. Want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show. She'll be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that'll be posted on Cleveland Browns Daily later today. Want to thank you for your calls and your participation, and give thanks to everything, because tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Have a safe and wonderful holiday, especially my partner here, Nathan Zagura.
You as well, Notorious. You as well, Megan. Thanks to everybody who's listened. We're thankful for you allowing us to bring you Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford every single day, Monday to Friday, 1 to 3. Hope you guys all have happy, healthy, safe holidays. We'll be back with you on Friday. Much love, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.